Mr. Congressman?
I have him.
Just a moment. Put him on, please.
Yes?
Congressman Carl Albert, 90.
I sure did, and I want to congratulate you, and I'm mighty proud of you.
We all work this time.
Yes, sir.
We didn't have time.
Though. That's right. Well, I think you ought to tell the press up there that if we fail the first time on something good, we keep trying, we succeed, and we're going to pass a pay bill, too.
347-133.
I think you ought to talk to your AP and UP and say, now, by God, you fellas give us credit for coming back again and doing what's right, even though we failed the first time.
Yes, sir. And listen, I talked to I'd already talked to Bill Lamb, and he'd had me talk to before you called me. He'd had me talk to Del Thompson and General Carroll. And I just told him frankly that we could run into an impasse on this within the watch. I told the speaker too. Now, Shriver, I'm not sure what language he's talking about. He wants to leave the bill like it was originally and then use some language.
What they ought to do now, Carl, we ought to take care of a poor kid, regardless of what religion he has or what color he has. Now, NYA, we handle it perfectly. We paid a kid a scholarship. It's Carl Albert. If he went to St. Edward's University, a Catholic school, we sent Carl Albert a check, $15. He could do that check whatever he wanted to. Now, what we do here, we leave it up to local school boards. In Oklahoma, that leaves it up to your local school board. Now, that local school board, if you got a Catholic school there that's got some poor kids in it that won't take some kind of training, that school board can say, we'll send this over to these kids, and they can use it any way they want to. Now, they ought to put language in the report. They ought to leave the bill where it takes care of all the Protestants and leaves it up to local school boards. And they ought to put a paragraph in the report where it's buried. Phil Landrum can write it in that says that the administrator is directed to see that everyone's rights are protected and all people are treated equally regardless of race or religion or something of that type where the administrator then, he can tell a local school board in Oklahoma City, all right, I'm going to approve your plan, but what are you going to do about these people over here in the corner? Will you take care of them too? And they will. But that ought to be in the report, and they ought to be able to say that we changed the bill on account of the Pope.
Yes, that's right. Of course, I don't know whether you know it, but Karen and Lanny are just as bad as
something. They're worse, and this damn this Tip O'Neill, he's mad because they closed the damned old worn-out armory, and they ought to close the shipyard. I kept it from being closed on account of John McCormick. But he's belly aching now. He's afraid it's going to close. And he told him this morning, said, Johnson went down to Atlanta. And Johnson did so-and-so. And he's playing with the Southerners. And he's taking my vote for granted. And I want him to know that he can't count on us. And we're going to kill some of his program. That's the way Tip O'Neill's talking. And I think we just have to say to the speaker very quietly that his people oughtn't be talking about it that way.
Well, the speaker told Powell. Get that bill like the Labor Committee wants to know, and to let him worry about the rules.
That is. I think he can take care of it.
I think he can. Let me ask you this. What language was it this fellow from the H.E.W. sent out?
I don't know. I don't know. But
that's satisfactory.
I don't know. But it wasn't satisfactory to the Catholics, but it was satisfactory to...
Well, no, I understand that the Shriver thinks that
would
be satisfactory. Put that in
the
report.
Well, they want it in the bill, though.
Well, but he's not going
to
put it
in the bill. I told him not to put it in the bill. I told him to put it in the report.
Well, he told me that's what he was. He thought that's what they should do.
Well, that's what I told him to advocate. And that's
so
what
I think that's what he's doing.
I told him if I had to, I'd call Spellman and tell him that we are not going to discriminate, but we're not going to let them write the bill.
They've had a pretty good shake here. You know that.
Well,
several education bills, and I've been all for them.
Well. We've got to pass this bill. We've got to pass this bill if we don't pass anything else. Now, wonder how you doing on your rule on your pay bill?
Well, we've asked Smith about it about three times. I think there's a good chance of taking it. But he might shove it behind mass transit. He's planned on it against it.
Well, pay bill means 10 times as much mass transit.
Pay bill, he's going to get. Takes time, but we don't have any. The only problem we have in connection with the rule on the pay bill is the time problem. You say you want it out before the probably sent.
I want it out so I can hold these people from resigning, Carl. This morning, you know what I did this morning? You know what the President of the United States is doing these days? He's kissing everybody's ass in the United States. I had to call the President of University of Maryland off the stadium grounds to ask him to please call up an assistant professor who's deputy director of the budget and tell him that he'd give him another leave on February, but the fellow's broke, wants to go back to teaching because he makes more teaching than he does here, and he's the man that's responsible for making up the 66 budget. And right now, when we're getting ready to start it, and he's going back because I can't pay him. Now, he's dealing with $100 billion, and we're arguing around and fighting about whether he's going to get $18,000 or whether he's going to get $24,000. And Bull Elkins, who's an old friend of mine and from Texas, who's president out there, he agreed to call him and tell him to stay. But now that's what I'm having to do to run the government every day, and it oughtn't to be done. Just because we're waiting.
$6,000 means a difference if you haven't got anything else. You've got a couple of kids.
Well, he's borrowing money, and he don't want to steal, and he don't want to do anything wrong, and he's borrowing money to keep his kids in college, and he just can't do it.
Well, now, I've asked Smith to get the rule out next week.
Well, y'all just
previously asked him to get out the rules on ARA and mass transit. Now, he's announced that he's going to have a hearing on mass transit. Now, I've asked him again to try to get the rule out on the paper.
Tell him the best people I've got in the budget that are holding it down are leaving me, including the director of the budget, that I got to go to 97.9, and that a good many of his people benefit from that. Smith ought to help me. They tell me if I don't give them this $500 million, that my increase is going to be $1.6 billion.
That's right.
And this is the easy way, and he ought to give us a chance. Okay, partner.
Better.